Turn in your Bible this morning to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12. This is basically, this will be maybe what we say, short and sweet. What I'm going to give you this morning is a civics lesson. They used to teach civics in school. Y'all remember that? Which is basically like government, civics. And so I want to give you a civics lesson. I was blessed yesterday. I got to preach at the golf course in the pro shop. Got to witness and preach for about 30 minutes. And, you know, I don't just carte blanche do those things, but it just turned out that way, and that's what I did. And I'd given this some thought. I hope you know this verse. And that is, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There's always a way that seems right to a man in everything he does. I mean, in everything he does, there's a way that seems right to a man. And you might wonder how this is going to turn into a civics lesson, but I think you'll see soon enough. It's natural that men want religion also their way. You know, that if you bring up, especially if you're a preacher, somebody finds out you're a preacher, they are more than happy to tell you what they believe. They just love to tell you what they believe, and it's usually what they believe, you see. Because there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. To a man, every man I've ever met in this life, even if he professed to be an atheist or a communist or a Buddhist, and I've met all those people, a Muslim, I've met all these people, Scientologists, I've met them. But they always had their own idea of religion. The funny thing about that is I found that in Christianity also. Baptists, Methodists, and Presbyterians, Armenians, Pelagists, Calvinists. Everybody's got their idea of religion. I believe, that true religion is freedom of self-will. That's what I believe. Matter of fact, I can say I know it. That religion is freedom from self-will. And natural man can't get that. He just cannot. We know that the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. And the natural man will always be self-willed. Because without Christ, every man is self-willed. The Lord says, there's an interesting verse in the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 50 and verse 5. In Psalms 50 and verse 5 says, the Lord said, gather my saints together unto me. Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I don't think I could sum up Christianity any better than that. He said, gather my saints. I tried to explain to these folks yesterday, getting to witness. They said, you don't, yeah, I'd sin, but I'm not a sinner, I'm a saint. Because only saints are going to heaven. Sinners aren't going to heaven. I don't know how to get that through to people. You say, well, you sin. Yeah, well, I ride a horse, I'm not a cowboy. It doesn't make me a sinner. Any more than a shot of whiskey makes me a drunkard. He said, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Is this you? Is that your life? This covenant? That is, do you have a covenant with God? Now hear me, only those with such a covenant know what I'm even talking about. Know what I'm speaking of. Many believe out of an evil heart, the heart's deceitfully wicked above all things, that they perhaps have an agreement with God. I always meet men that think they have an agreement with God, and they'll blaspheme God by calling him the man upstairs, or the big man, or whatever, the chief. And they say, well, I've got an... No, you don't, you see. That's not so. That's a natural agreement. It's a way that seems right to a man. And that sacrifice runs but toward their will, toward that man's will. You see, serving God is like marriage. It really is. You've heard me say that many times. It requires sacrifice. And if you're married, don't understand that it requires sacrifice. I don't know who you married. And listen, and this is the amazing thing about not only marriage, but Christianity, and this is where problems come in. Because a fellow told me the other day, it hadn't been a week ago, and I've heard this so many times, well, you know, marriage is 60-40, or marriage is 50-50, or marriage is 90-10, or marriage is 80-20, or whatever. And as my way is, I corrected this individual. I said, it's 100. You want to know the score in marriage? It's 100-0. The man has 100%. So I don't like that. No, because there's a way that seems right in your mind, but it's not what God says. Because God says that Christ is the head, that man is the head of the woman, is Christ the head of the church. How much stock does Christ have in the church? So compromise is not an option. And if people would get that, isn't that an amazing thing? Compromise is not an option. And that's most, not only in marriage, but in religion. It's all about compromise. And that's how, supposedly, that folks get along. They compromise. But that thing is always there. Do you know that thing? What are we? We're 150, 160 years from the Civil War, but that thing's still there. That thing between England and the United States, that thing is still there. If those Russians and Ukrainians, which are also Russians, they compromise, that thing will still be there. That's not going to go away. That thing between Germans, and that's still there. I knew men, World War II veterans, and they died hating Japanese. That thing was still there. So that's supposedly how folks get along. Now, why is that important? Because that's how folks think to get along with God. We know what Amos 3:3 says, what? Can two walk together except they be agreed? A Christian, a true born-again believer, is like a biblical bride. And that is that they have this desire to obey, serve, and please. Don't know many women that have that. Don't know many Christians that have that. It's left the church and it's left marriage. And the church is rife with divorce and marriage is rife with divorce. Christianity today as government. Now I'm not talking about true Christianity. Professed Christianity as government is in a flux. Have you noticed? It's in a change. You might say that it goes with the flow. Okay? And that's sad. Because this never changes. You see? And thus, the source of all authority, listen, resides in either man or in God. It's only two choices. It either resides in man or God. And that's why pure democracy, now we're getting into the civics, is such a hellish form of government. Pure democracy is strictly the majority rules. Strictly. Okay? I don't know if you know much about forms of government. You know, we were a monarchy when we were under England. That's a king. Now they have, I think in England, they have a constitutional monarchy. That is, they have a king, but he has to abide by the constitution, so to speak. A true monarchy is he is sole authority and ruler. And then you have an oligarchy. An oligarchy is sort of like what Hitler was, you might say. It's ruled by the minority, but it's like a dictator. It's a minor. I think that Biden's an oligarchy. I don't think the majority of people in America believe that Biden is the right guy. That would make that an oligarchy, you see. And so there's a constant flux of man's whims, desires, and sinful nature. Because there's always, yea, hath God said. Well, did he truly say that? Well, do I really have to do that? That's the way churches are. That's why people never want, well, that people think they don't want to come here. Well, if I go there, I've got to do this, and I've got to do this. And so they pick a place that suits them, like a cafe. To a Christian, freedom lies in Christ. It's our only liberty. To the religious, now listen to me. To the religious, freedom always relies in government. And you have to think about that. Or the will of the people, which is government. And then we have this thing called a theocracy. That's a very interesting word. Greek. Theo, God. So it's God, in a sense. Now get this. In a sense, it's God of the people. We are, our form of government in the United States of America, civics lessons, is a constitutional republic. The reason we're having a lot of trouble today is because some people think that's a living constitution subject to change. And some people think that it's in stone. Because we were originally, the founding fathers, no matter what they believed, they based that constitution on the moral law of God. But today it's been interpreted as living or changing. And sadly, so is the Bible. Do you understand the ramifications if things are living and changing? See, this is new. See, this is new. See, this is new. Would we start? Is there a way? There's a way that seems right to a man. But the ways of that thing are death. And there's only got one thing that's going to matter when you die. Now, here's the caveat. In a sense, listen, all government is theocracy. All government is theocracy. Even your own personal government is a theocracy. And that is, it depends on who God is. Now you think about that. This government we're having, the United, it's a theocracy. These people over here think this is who God is. And these people over here, they think this is who God is. And these people over here, and you can scatter that thing worldwide. The people in China, this is who they think God is. And then you can break that thing down to each individual living soul on earth, even a child. You know who he thinks God is? Him. And he'll continue to think that way until such a time as something supernatural happens, you see. Because that's where we started in this message. The way which seems right unto a man. But there's a problem there. That's the death. We die. Thus life, the only true freedom, lies in Christ Jesus, the Lord. He conquered hell, death, and the grave. And without Christ, you just die, you see. My liberty's in Christ Jesus. Let me illustrate. I've got an illustration for this. I'm not a farmer or a rancher. I farm in a ranch, but I'm not one. That's why I said I'm not a sinner. I sin, but I'm not a sinner. I farm and ranch, but I'm not a farmer or a rancher. I do both. Just like I said, riding a horse doesn't make you a cowboy. And I've had many, many work for me and others at the car store, in the automobile business. And they were there, and they sold, but they weren't salesmen. They just simply were not. Matter of fact, the truth is, farming and ranching is a burden to me. Because it's not my gift, you see. But it's not a burden to her, to Melissa. To her, it's liberty. When we come up Hollis Lane, it's like she gets a get out of jail free card. A house in town's bondage to her. Been there, done that. My friend Judy, she's selling the farm that her husband built. I remember when he built it, I helped haul stone to that thing. And he built this show place, this farm. And he passed away. Well, she's selling the farm. And she's moving to the ninth hole on a golf course in Kerrville. And to her, she's, I'm free. She's been in bondage on this ranch all these years. So what's freedom to some and bondage to others? Thus it is in Christ Jesus. This Christianity, when you meet Christ, this becomes freedom. That's why you don't begrudge reading your Bible. It amazes me people don't read their Bible. It tells me something too. And it begrudges them to serve God. It tells me something. Freedom from what? Sin. What do you come to save his people from? Sin. You're either in sin or you're not, period. I used to tell guys in jail, love this. I used to go to jail and preach. I said, there's no such thing as being a little bit pregnant or a little bit queer. There's no such thing. You're not a little queer, you're not a little pregnant. You either are or you ain't. You see? You see, it depends on where your freedom lies. We started watching a documentary last night on Three Mile Island from the 70s. Melissa didn't remember Three Mile Island. Most of you probably don't. I mean, it was in 1979. Most of you weren't born. You were a little bitty thing. You know? I remember it real well. But what interested me was watching the old films from the 70s. I picked up little things that... And I'd play it back. I'd say, come look at this. Come look at this. There's a show, there's family in the living room, and they're listening to the radio. This old radio's got a record player on top. But that wasn't what interested me. What interested me was they're sitting there, the mom and the dad and the little boy. And right over their head, right there on the wall, low, where anybody can reach it, was a gun rack with two guns on there. And Melissa said, I bet those kids don't touch those guns. But they can reach them. That's where we lived. And these kids are riding in these cars without car seats or seatbelts. They're all evacuating this town up there by Three Mile Island. They're just loading the car with kids. And then there's a Ford pickup truck and the kids in the back. I mean, we remember that like yesterday. Hey, we're going to town. We'd jump up in the back of the pickup truck.
Y'all better hang on.
Hang on. You know, sit on the wheel well. Yeah. That was America. And Melissa said, wow, when we were free. Didn't have to wear a stupid helmet to ride your bike. Well, if you fall, you break your head. Yeah. You fall out of a truck, you break more than your head. And you get that gun down, daddy's going to break more than your head too. It's the way we were raised. Today, freedom's killing babies in the womb, calling boys girls and girls boys, free borders, and free health care that not even the politicians want. They have their own health care. What? You know what that is? Now listen, I'm giving you revelation today. A civic revelation. It's theocracy. Depends on who your God is. It's theocracy. One way or the other, it's all theocracy. And that's what it all boils down to. Who your God is. And it's been that way ever since Genesis 3 into Revelation. Who's your God? You might say, you or God. If you remember in 1 Samuel chapter 8, the people clamored for a king. Y'all remember that? One king like all the other countries rule over them. And the Lord told Samuel, he said, hearken unto the voice of the people. For they've not rejected thee, but they have rejected me that what? I should not reign over them. I'm going to say almost daily we all do the same thing. Almost daily. We do something that we shouldn't do in God's eyes. And what we're saying is, we reject God that He shouldn't reign over us. You, sir, you, ma'am, are a true theocracy. The question is, who sits on the throne? Can two walk together except they be agreed? Of course not. Well, how then do you walk with God? How then can you walk with God? Or better yet, He walked with you. Adam hid from God. He used to walk with God. And he hid from God because he was in sin. But Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And there you go. All men, all governments, theocracy. It just depends on their God. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man. In closing, if you turn in your Bible to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 14. We have the ultimate example of such. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 13 and 14. And he's talking about Lucifer. Before man was ever created, For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I'll sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Remember we were talking about that couple last week? Woman leaves her husband and four kids. I didn't sign up for this. We saw something else. Remember the I? Everything you see, watch the commercials, the ads. I deserve this. I want this. I want to go here. Oh, theocracy. There you go. All men, our governments, are theocracies, you see. But the Lord said, gather my saints together unto me. Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. What was their sacrifice? Their will. Their will. You know, when I married her, do you know who her body belongs to? Me. You know who my body belongs to? Her. You're no longer your own. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. Christ liveth in me. You're bought with a price. And one day soon, everyone's going to find out who's omnipotent. And I'm going to tell you something. He better already be on the throne. Because he said when he comes back, he's coming back in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those that obey not his word. Pretty good civics class. Who's your God?